This is Real Pacino for PodTech.net. I'm here with Ujesh Desai, who is the general manager for NVIDIA's GeForce Desktop Graphics. Welcome to the podcast, Ujesh.
Thanks.
Big announcement today. Go ahead and tell us what happened.
We announced two products today. I was happy to announce one of them. One of them was the GeForce 8800 GPUs. There are two products, a GeForce 8800 GTX and a GeForce 8800 GTS. But we also announced some of our new motherboard products, the Enforce 680 series.
Right.
So two really exciting announcements.
And the GeForce 8800 was something that's been widely talked about on the internet. Go ahead and just give us a brief synopsis of what makes the GeForce 8800 different than the 7900?
Absolutely. There's three things, basically, that we focused on. One is it's a brand new unified architecture. I'll talk about that in a second. But basically, it just gives you amazing PC performance. The second is DX10, or DirectX10. It's the world's first DirectX10 GPU. And that's a brand new programming interface from Microsoft. It's just going to completely change the face of gaming. And then the third area is just incredible amounts of image quality and performance.
Now, I understand there's also a more affordable GeForce model available as well, right?
There's two. The high-end is the GeForce 8800 GTX. That'll go anywhere between $599 and $649 US. And then the GeForce 8800 GTS will go between $449 or $499
Now, US. What's the difference between the two?
The difference between the two is specifications. So I talked about this unified architecture. Well, the way the unified architecture works is we have a bunch of streaming processors that make up the core. The 8800 GTX has 128 of these streaming processors running at 1.35 gigahertz. Okay?
Wow.
So the 8800 GTS has 96 of these streaming processors, and they run at 1.2 gigahertz. So still a pretty phenomenal process, even for the entry-level 8800.
Let's talk clock speed and memory speed.
Break down those numbers. The clock speed on the high-end one is 575 megahertz core, 900 megahertz memory. The clock speed on the GTS is 500 megahertz core, 800 megahertz memory.
You mentioned DirectX 10 and Vista. How does this product work with those two? Tell me about that.
Sure. So both of these products, 100% Vista compliant. They're also the first GPUs or graphics processors in the world to support Microsoft's brand new programming API that they call DirectX 10. The way this is different from DirectX 9 is it completely redefines some of the things that you can do. You can actually now generate and create geometry on your GPU, something previously you couldn't do before.
Right.
So you're going to see game developers have all sorts of new applications that they put in their game for really lush, rich environments. I don't know if you were at the product announcement today, but we showed off some of those games, right? We showed Crysis from the makers of Far Cry. I mean, the graphics realism in that game was just stunning.
Right.
World in Conflict was an RTS. Right. Another game, if you saw the nuke explosion.
Yeah, that explosion was just amazing.
All the smoke, the fire, the explosions, all of that is being generated and done on the GPU now.
Another thing you mentioned during the product announcement was HD and its role with Vista and the next gen, the new gaming systems out there. Go ahead and touch a little bit on that, on HD.
Sure. I mean, we're about to go through a once-in-a-decade transition, right? We're going from DVD, which is the traditional way of watching movies on your PC, to high def. There's a couple key facts I talked about in the presentation, right? It's four times the bit rate, right? You're going from 10 megabits per second to 40 megabits per second. You're drawing or rendering six times the number of pixels, right, on your screen, going from 480p to 1080p, and then it's 10x the codec complexity, right? The codec for DVD was MPEG-2, well, the codec for high def is H.264. So you're going to need a tremendous amount of processing power to be able to do that, and we have that. So in our GeForce 8800, we have a dedicated video engine. We call it Pure Video HD.
Now, if you could just briefly, I know this will be kind of tough, but if you could briefly summarize how the GeForce 8800 changes the face of gaming.
I think fundamentally you're going to see special effects like you've never seen before on any previous generation GPU card we had. And not just that, when you see those effects, you're not going to have to sacrifice image quality or performance. You saw the perf numbers we showed, right? 2x the performance of our previous generation. So just phenomenal graphics performance and realism.
There was another product, not just the GeForce 8800, or something else you guys announced as well. Go ahead and tell us about that.
The Enforce 600 series. So we had two products that we announced. One was the 680i, which is our CoreLogic chipset for Intel, and then we have the 680a, which is our CoreLogic chipset for AMD. Both of these products are just phenomenal, and they round out what is the core of the definitive gaming platform. You need graphics, but you need, we call it the heart and soul, right? You need your heart, the backbone of your PC, and that's your motherboard. So the 600 series that we're announcing today is just phenomenal. You know, networking capabilities, I think Drew Henry, who's our general manager for Enforce, talked about it. You'll be able to transfer like a 30-minute movie, a 30-minute TV show around your house from one PC to the next in under 1 second. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. Right? Right. Storage capacity, the storage that we have here, you can support up to 8 terabytes of storage. So just phenomenal storage, phenomenal networking, and that's all the heart and soul of your motherboard.
Sounds exciting. It's exciting for me as a gamer myself. You, Jesh, appreciate the time. Congratulations, and good luck with everything.
Great. Thank you.